Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, this might surprise you, it might not, but in a survey, 93% of pilots admit to naps on the job, as in the cockpit during flights. Now, 12% said they nap every time, 44% said they do it regularly, and 33% just said they occasionally doze off. Now, to be fair, they don't do it during takeoff or landing, and according to every commercial pilot that we have ever talked to on this program, with autopilot, planes pretty much fly themselves. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for light rails. Yeah, we go to San Francisco, where a light rail operator fell asleep at the controls while the train went around a curve at 50 miles per hour. Just so you know, the average speed for curves in downtown San Francisco is 8 to 10 miles per hour. Now, the operator did wake up, either because of the violent jolting or the screaming passengers. It's hard to know. But luckily, there were only minor injuries. Meanwhile, in Texas, a man fell asleep and set himself on fire when he dropped his cigarette in his lap. And look, I've done that myself. I've not burst into flames, but I've awoken to a few telltale holes and pairs of shorts and the occasional pairs of pants. But look, it happens to all of us. Sometimes you just fall asleep at an important time. It happens to the best of us. But other times, you know, you intentionally go to sleep like a normal person. It's bedtime, so you go to bed, only to be attacked by a lion. And yes, I admit, that does not happen much, but it doesn't happen never. It happened to a guy in Turkey after a lion escaped from the lion enclosure at the zoo. Yeah, he woke up to getting mauled. He died later at the hospital. But look, there's nothing you can do about sleep. You're going to fall asleep at some point. Even that meth head has been awake for 15 weeks straight. At some point, they're going to fall asleep. And sometimes when you fall asleep, weird things happen. And that's what we want to talk about today. Our question, quite simply, is why is sleep important to the story?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You rock.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
That explains it.
Home patrols, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,426. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing messed up stuff in the news every week.
Yeah, it's tough to do, man, because the news is always so good and robust with positive things.
It really is. Is there a theme to this week's Who Sucks Less?
Not really, but you remember the game Duck, Duck, Goose?
What are the rules?
I think you sat down in a circle.
In a circle.
And one person stood up and they walked around.
Duck, duck, duck.
When they say goose. I guess it's kind of like musical chairs. You ran around, whatever the hell.
Okay,
but not duck, duck, goose. But today, Mike, I think you would appreciate this. Doc, doc, break.
Oh, yes,
yes, that works. Yeah, so okay. Doc, doc, break.
Who Sucks Less is coming up right at 4:30. Before that, we do have a very special holiday announcement for you.
Yeah.
Good times ahead. We'll do that about 4:30-ish, right before we do Who Sucks Less coming up on the program. And today, we're going to talk about sleep and why sleep was important to the story. Whether you were awakened in the middle of the night for some weird random crap because something was going on when you were sleeping, to you falling asleep, to other people falling asleep. It's all going to be about sleep today. And we all get in uncomfortable situations when it comes to sleep.
Yeah.
And I've been in many of them.
Sure.
Some while driving. Back to Ted, you're talking about almost choking over the weekend. One of my biggest fears also was falling asleep at the wheel.
Yep.
In certain instances, when I lived in Maryland for a while, I would drive back to my hometown of Morgantown, see my brother, see my mom, whatever. But I got off the air at midnight.
Right.
And it was a three-hour drive. And, you know, there were times where I would get, you know, two-thirds of the way there to Garrett County, Maryland, to that area where Glen Cannon's from.
Yeah.
Big mountains, you know, rough terrain as far as snow and everything.
Not much traffic.
And can you even get good radio reception based on that?
Yeah, you could, because you're on top of a mountain. I mean, but it's sporadic as hell. But, yeah, to keep you up, that would be helpful. I think I probably had a cassette deck, you know, doing one of those deals back in the day.
But I found with Music Man, to me, you need to put on music you hate, that helps me stay. Because you're driving angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you listening to this? Like, because I don't like it, right? If I put on stuff I like, I'm going to fall asleep.
There was all the old tricks, right? Roll down the windows.
Roll down the window.
Try to stay cold.
And believe it or not, man, like 25, 26 years old, at that stage of my life and being on the East Coast, much different culture as far as just coffee drinking.
Sure.
I didn't drink coffee. I was guzzling Mountain Dews because that's what people did in West Virginia. We didn't have
Red Bull.
You rolled down the window. You kept your head out every once in a while trying to wake up. And you're just guzzling Mountain Dews the entire way. I mean, that was the way that if I'd have just known that I could have pulled into a convenience store and got a hot coffee.
Especially the coffee and convenience stores on the East Coast. So that stuff poured like molasses. Like, you knew it was going to be, it was jet black.
Yeah.
It poured like maple syrup, but it served its purpose.
Right. Now, my car at the time had right side damage. I had street parked and someone had swiped my car.
Yeah.
Probably drunk at Sunnyside, where West Virginia University is, where the student housing is. So the whole right side of my car looked like someone just completely scraped down the side of it. Not a big deal. Car's still drivable. Whatever the deal is. I still had not gotten enough money to get that thing replaced.
And when you do get the money, is that really what you want to spend it on?
No.
Exactly.
So I'm on 70. 70? I think I'm on 70.
70.
Or 68, driving west. And I fall asleep at the wheel. And I hear, I must have taken my foot off the gas. Thank God. But my right side of that car is scraping along the guardrail on the side of a mountain, which just goes all the way off the side to, you know, blackness that you can't even see. It's just a cliff. It's like going up Snoqualmie Pass. And I mean, that scared the living bejesus out of me. And I got out of the car and I looked at the side of my car. It looked the same.
It was going to say, at least it's the same size.
Like the damage wasn't any worse, really. There was a couple more scrapes on it, but it didn't look any better for the worse. But I swear to God, man, that absolutely threw my mind into a panic. Like, my heart was racing. Mm-hmm. I started to get a tension headache in my shoulders when I was driving. Like,
yeah,
it just
sucks.
It freaked me
out. But it also helps you stay awake from that point on, doesn't it?
It does. Last week, we brought you the story of the judge.
I think when you get older, too, you will be smart enough.
You are.
I've been on a road trip where, like, my buddy was super pissed. And I said, look, I know you're mad. And I said I'd drive for the next 8 hours. I said, but I just woke up behind the wheel. I think I dozed off for like 2 seconds. I said, either you have to drive or we've got to stop for like an hour.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
To take a nap.
It's absolutely terrifying. Mm-hmm. I've done some other dumb stuff where I've fallen asleep before. This is ridiculous. But one time, I took the bus home, I think from a concert down at CenturyLink. It might have been at T-Mobile. I don't know. Anyway, I get on the bus. And the last thing I remember is that we get to Ballard. Was it Ballard or Fremont? Either way, the bridge is up.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's up, like, up. And I'm just looking like, oh, my God. And I fell asleep. Now, I am literally just a few blocks away from my house. If it was a Fremont bridge, I can't remember because when I woke up, I didn't know where I was. I was essentially basically up in Shoreline.
Yeah.
When I woke up on the bus. This is now 1 o'clock in the morning.
I've done 12:30. A million times. And the driver always does it. Hey, buddy. It's the end of the line. After the last time it happened, hey, buddy, it's the end of the line. I'm like, okay, well, can I just ride the bus back south again to get where I'm going? Do you have fare? I said, I don't, man.
Can you give me a transfer?
I don't
You can't
have
give
fare.
Somebody a transfer at the end of the
line?
No,
the dude, he wasn't mean about it, but I was asked pleasantly that I had to get off the bus. I'm like, bro, I fell asleep. And he's like, hey, dude, this is not my problem. You got to stay awake. And it's happened a billion times. I will say, oddly enough, in Baltimore, they were nicer about it. They almost didn't care. They came to check to see if your ass was alive. If you were alive, they were like, cool. I'm going to head back. Just make sure you stay awake and get off at your stop. I'm like, okay. In Seattle, the few times it's happened, they're like, nope. Won't do it.
Hey, look, I did it a few times on the light rail, but Northgate used to be the last stop.
So they would just
wake you up and go, hey, you got to get off. Like, no sweat. I got to get off here anyhow.
Well, now, brother.
You're in Linwood.
Right. That would be a problem.
They say there's so much unnecessary stress in transportation from going to point A to point B. Light rail seems like it'd be smoother than doing a lot of things. A video has just been released from an incident that happened back in September, the 24th in San Francisco, where a light rail train flew into a curve at a high speed and severely jolted the passengers. It was going about 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Which is way higher than the average speed of 8 to 10 miles an hour. The operator had apparently dozed off. Now, in the video, you can see the driver who was slumped over before being shaken awake during the rough turn.
Have you seen the video?
I have not.
Okay, just understand, when they show the video, they're kind of leaning back. Then you see them hunched over. Now your chin's on your chest, all right? This light rail starts taking its turn. When you look back in the cockpit of the light rail, keep in mind, the passengers are screaming and they're flying all over the place. When I go back to the cockpit, the driver, it's one of those things where, you know, when you're so tired that no one can wake you up kind of thing. So you see them fly to the right and they fly to the left. I think it's when their head banged into the window. This is the driver.
Okay.
That they actually woke up and put on the brake. They slept through this whole thing.
Driver managed to regain control, slow the train to a stop. Passengers were shrieking and screaming. So the driver opened the door to the first car and said, quote, I'm sorry, relax. We didn't crash, relax. The train did not, in fact, derail. Passengers did think it might. So emergency crews were dispatched to the scene. Most passengers were okay, some with minor bumps, bruises, but at least one person claims they slammed their head and they were treated for a concussion. After the investigation, officials confirmed that the cause was, quote, operator fatigue.
Yes.
They also said the operator had been placed on non-driving status. They said safety is a priority, blah, 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 blah. Either way.
The other thing about that video, there's two different videos, all right? So there's the one from the train, and you see the driver, you see the passengers. Then there's another video from someone who's on the street who has their cell phone out. The train is downtown, all right? So when this thing makes this turn, which is the moment that the driver...
Is this the BART?
I believe so.
Okay.
So this thing, it comes
screaming. I can't tell because there's the BART, and they keep calling it the light rail.
So it's their light rail.
Maybe two different things.
But this thing comes screaming around this turn. And when you watch the video from the cell phone, a car had to slam on its brakes and jerk to the right so as to not get hit by the train. People ran out of the way. Like, it's worse than just the video you get from the train. When you see the street view, you're like, Jesus Christ, man. Mm-hmm. Almost plowed into, like, three cars, a bunch of people. But the driver...
She is just out.
That's what I mean. She's bouncing all over the thing, man. I'm like, how is she not woken up yet? That is some hard sleeping, man.
That is. I will say, that is amazing that light rail could stay on that track.
Did you see the, cell phone footage from outside?
No, this is just showing inside and then her.
Okay, I'm telling you.
At one point...
When you see outside, it's even worse.
I'm trying to see if I can get the moment, like... It's cruising up there, but I mean, she is, when they cut back to her, she is just out.
out.
We go to Corpus Christi, Texas. They said you've all heard the expression, where's the fire when someone's in a rush? But Corpus Christi Police Department officers found the fire had literally been on the man's pants in an uptown neighborhood on Friday night.
Jesus. See what I'm saying? She is just out.
She is out.
Police got a call for help at 7:20 in the evening. During the call, a man told officers he fell asleep while smoking. When he woke up, his pants were on fire. They said they found the man in South Staples Street with injuries to his groin area.
Yeah.
He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. There's no word on his condition, which reminds me of a time. And, Ted, you were somewhat involved on this that night. We've told the story before. I've only tried OxyContin one time.
Yeah.
In my life. We were in Baltimore. And one of the guys we worked with, I traded him for some weed. And he, believe me, this guy was one of those guys who could do oxys all day long.
He could not do weed.
He could not smoke weed. To the point, at one point, I can't remember if it was that if he called or it was the next day at work, but he said he sat through like three red light cycles.
Yeah.
With people honking at him.
Somewhere downtown. I don't know if he died, just zoned out, passed out, whatever. But at any rate, for whatever reason, like, we'll try him. They're like five instant release or whatever the deal is. So we try him. We're going to meet Ted up at a bar. And we go down there. We could barely walk into the bar. We could not operate the cigarette machine.
The part, right? So I'm in the bar, right? And I'm sitting kind of at a booth that we always sat at, right?
Yeah.
So I could see, when you walk into a bar and there's the first two doors, a little bit of a hallway, there's a cigarette machine. But you guys were out there for like 10 minutes.
We didn't have the strength to pull the... It's one of those you drive your quarter in. And you actually pulled the lever back like a pinball machine.
I finally kind of opened the door and went, what in the F are you two idiots doing?
Now, sometimes you really enjoy drugs. Sure. This is one of those times where I do not like that buzz. That's not the direction I like to go. I just don't like to be not in full control of what's going on around me. That's pretty well where I was. And I felt like just nervous all the time. So have a few beers, do whatever we do. Go back home, take said smokes, and I'm lying down on my... On my couch, and I'm smoking a cigarette inside.
Yeah.
Which is what I did at the time. Anyway, probably not the smartest idea when it's 11:30 at night. I'm watching television. All the lights are off. I'm sitting there. I'm smoking a cigarette. And I fell asleep. Now, I had a blanket over my legs. And this blanket was the softest, most comfortable. Had a WVU emblem in the middle.
All right.
It was just a nice, big throw blanket. It was awesome. And I wake up to my knees feeling a little bit warm. And I have my knees up, I guess. And the blanket was over top of them like a tent. And I guess I just dropped my hand down into the blanket with a cigarette. Now, the way this thing burned, was it burned like looking at a solar eclipse?
Okay.
Right. So, like when I open my eyes, I just see, I can smell all the crap. And there's this huge, perfect circle. But it's got this red outline on the entire perimeter of it.
Yeah.
It was slowly burning out. And my hand has now fallen through the hole in the middle. Cigarettes out, by the way.
Yeah.
Somehow, either I don't know if the blanket...
Probably knocked the cherry off.
Whatever happened, happened. But I mean, as soon as I woke up, one of those little edges kind of flared up and started to fire again. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm in an apartment building. I'm on the bottom floor. Like, I could have lit the entire building on fire. Immediately got up, took the blanket to the dumpster, washed it in the bathtub real quick to make sure it was out.
Right.
Ran up, throw it away. I'm just like, I couldn't go to bed that night. I mean, I could not. I was so shaken again. Sometimes my anxiety, my heart's racing like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I could have caught myself on fire.
I think that's the most dangerous part of smoking. If you're also a drinker, maybe still summertime, but I mean, just this year, this summer, smoke up front, got my little thing under the covered porch. And the last thing I do before I go to bed is smoke a cigarette. I knew I was drunk. That's not that unfamiliar to me, but typically I can get through a cigarette, but I guess I was that hammered. But I woke up to the feeling, not quite a fire, but it had burned through my pants, and it's a pair of pants I liked, by the way, but it burned a perfect hole, but it had burned through my underwear and dropped onto my pubes. And when it hit my pubes, they didn't quite burst into flames, but clearly probably smoldering like your blanket. Yeah. That's what woke me up. So you wake up, right, and you jump up quick, and you're just out there pounding your junk. And I'm like, just go to bed. Just put the cigarette out. But I'm more disappointed that I wasted a cigarette than anything else. And then the next morning, because you kind of forget that this has happened when you wake up, and I grab my shorts and I'm looking at them. And again, it was a pair of shorts I liked. And just that crispy big ass hole. And I'm like, God damn it. But it's your own fault. Yeah. Right? No one to blame.
I mean, look, I have a hoodie I love, right? It's a Patagonia one. I've had it for years. But there's one perfect hole on it where somebody was just talking. And dude just burnt a hole. Like,
oh, they burnt it in yours?
Right. Same thing. It took me a second. I was like, ah, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just sitting there chatting away with the cig. But I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Somehow they burn, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I could look at those shorts and be like,
that's a cigarette. There's nothing else, right?
Yeah.
But at least I just lose your hoodie. I don't ruin it.
So our question, why?
Tell that story this weekend.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Are you special?
Yes.
At 4:30, we have a special announcement.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
4:30 coming up on the program.
Yeah.
Very special announcement. In the meantime, our question, why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Sometimes special's good, sometimes it's bad.
It really depends on the context of the word.
Special forces badass.
Yeah.
You know?
Other times, not so much.
Not the compliment you want to get.
That kid's special.
I know I told this years ago, man, but early 20s, like five of us share a house. And one of the things we always did as young men are prone to do, you just play pranks on each other, right? Whatever you're going to do. And our typical night, everyone drank their face off, whatever. Go up to your room, go to sleep, pass out. And at that time, I just had a mattress on the floor, had the sheets and all that. I wake up the next morning, and between my mattress and the door to my bedroom, which is closed, there is a Rottweiler sleeping. Now, the big problem with this is I did not know anyone at the time that had a Rottweiler at all, okay? And certainly none of us that lived in the house did. So I'm laying in bed, and I'm being as quiet as I can, and I'm just laser-focused on this dog that's sleeping directly in front of my door. So it's not even like I could open the door without touching the Rottweiler and waking it up. And I'm going through my mind, and I'm mad at everyone in the house. Because first I'm like, Tony, you son of a bitch. Nah, it's probably going to be Paul. That's Leon. Leon's the guy. And then again, I'm like, but we don't know anyone with a Rottweiler, but it is in my room, and it is sleeping, and I'm laying in bed, and at some point, I need to get out of bed to go to work. But I don't know how to do this, right? Because I don't know if this dog is nice. I do not know if it's mean. But either way, I don't want to find out alone in my room. And there's really no way to open the door.
It's a big dog. You don't want to have to wake it up.
And it's
you
a very, very large dog.
Right.
And there it is, dead asleep, directly in front of my door. I could go out the window, but I'm on the third floor of a row home. Right. And even then you got 12-foot ceilings, so it's even higher than normal. And there's no yard. You've just dropped to the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So that's out. So I lay in bed. I'm honestly got for like 45 minutes just staring at this thing like, who snuck this in while I'm asleep? Where's this dog from? And at this point, it's no longer funny to me. And I'm even going through my own head like, I would not pull this prank on someone. I might put a Chihuahua in front of the door, but I'm not putting a Rottweiler, man. You know what I mean? And again, I don't know where it came from. After about 45 minutes, I slowly kind of slither off my mattress. I still don't want to touch the dog yet, but I'm trying to get a better view of it. And my relief when I realized it was my crumpled up black leather jacket.
Yeah.
It was not a dog at all. It's just, but I don't know why I thought it was a dog. Maybe that's just kind of the shape it took. Obviously, I just pulled it off, threw it at my door, but the way it landed, it looked like a sleeping dog. And because of the size of the jacket, the way it kind of bubbled up, it looked huge, man. So for 40, and I was late for work, by the way. So when you get to work late, and they ask you why you're late. I was very honest about it. My boss just looked at me like, are you stupid? I'm like, maybe, ma'am. But I, honest to God, thought that it was a Rottweiler. And I ended up not getting in trouble because he said, I believe you. He said, that story is so stupid, I believe you. So I couldn't even make that up.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Murphy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Hola, Kimo Sabi.
Very native of you.
So, me and a couple of friends go to Orlando to go to Disneyland, and we get back to the hotel, and one of our friends is so tired, he just goes to sleep. And we go down to the bar, we hang out with the bartender for a little while, the bar closes, we take her up to our room and party a little bit. I go in the bedroom with her, I do my business, I come out, my friend goes in there, and I sit on the couch and I fall asleep. I wake up later on, and she's singing karaoke La La. And I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
See, I've never had that experience. No. As many times as I've gone to sleep, I've never just woken up that way.
This is the bartender at the hotel bar?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Nice.
What kind of magical power do you possess?
Right. I'm trying because like dudes probably hit on her all the time from out of town. What was your game that happened?
Well, when I was 23, I got laid a lot. They said I looked like Peter Frampton. I could go in any bar any night and not go home alone.
Wow.
Lucky
okay.
you.
All right.
Do people say you look like Peter Frampton?
No, not anymore.
All right, okay. What do you look like now?
Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton is 65 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably looks like Peter Frampton.
He's still
now.
A good-looking guy. You know.
He's not bad-looking, but, you know, back in the day.
Well, chicks like Peter Frampton.
They definitely like Peter
Frampton. That was their artist back in the day. In a survey, 93% of pilots admit to taking a nap on the job. There is a new norm in the skies. Snoozing pilots.
Yes.
A survey in the German Pilot Union revealed that nearly all participating German pilots have dozed off during flights in recent months.
Yeah, I go to sleep now.
A habit the union calls a worrying reality amid mounting fatigue in the aviation industry. Of the more than 900 pilots surveyed, 93% admitted to sleeping during flights. Specifically, 12% they nap every time they fly.
Every time.
44% say they do it on the regular. And 33% said, occasionally. The union, by the way, represents around 10,000 pilots. Cockpit staff stressed that the survey isn't statistically representative.
Then why'd you take a survey if you don't believe that your numbers are accurate?
But then they got the results and found out the troubling fatigue issues. They said what started as a safety measure, short recovery naps, has now become routine, driven by staff shortages and increased operational demands, especially during busy travel periods. The union clarified the practice referred to controlled rest phases during the flight phase. I can understand this.
Controlled rest
phases. On some very long flights. I told you, man.
Well, I mean, look, Miles watches enough of
air disasters
that you realize, like, basically getting that thing in the air to a cruising altitude and landing it is, like, the hard part.
Yeah. The thing. Most of these guys are sleeping when it's just going through the sky. And like I said, every commercial pilot we've ever talked to on the show said, look, with autopilot, man, there's not a lot. Even if I'm awake, I'm kind of not doing anything because there's nothing happening. Your trajectory's correct, blah, blah, blah. And if the flight staff needs to get to you, they'll wake you up. And also they have all the alarms and stuff. So I'm like, look, taking off and landing are the tricky parts. Once it's in the air, that's why, look, if you got on a Cessna with somebody and say, hey, can I take the controls? If they're in the air, they say, sure, sit down. Don't touch this and this and this. But because it's hard to F that part up. If you said, hey, can I try landing? They're going to say no, right? Absolutely. So I completely get it, man. I would too. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Some long-ass international flight. There's nothing going on. Autopilot's on. They got the alarm. Although there was a story about 6 months ago, somewhere in Europe, I believe, but both the pilot and the co-pilot fell asleep. I think the radio went down or something, but they could not wake them up. And when they came to, they realized they were like 400 miles past the airport. Do you remember that?
They had to.
They're kind of like, hey, man, yeah, sorry, we overshot the airport. Like, no one was in any imminent danger, but they had missed their target by about 400 miles because they were both asleep. So, like, we need to circle back around our
bag.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think my most embarrassing sleep story, I've told this story before, had a one-bedroom apartment in Glen Burnie, Maryland. And I was living there with my soon-to-be fiancé and her mother-in-law, her dad's new wife.
Okay.
So her stepmother comes down to visit for the weekend. Now, we had one bedroom, and we were going to give that to Ellen. She could stay there. You know, like, she can sleep in a regular bed because she drove down and everything else from New Jersey. And we slept on the pull-out sofa. Now, believe it or not, we had just bought this couch. It was a wonderful pull-out sofa. It was probably the nicest pull-out sofa that I'd ever slept on. There weren't, like, metal rods digging into you and all the crap.
You know, you can't get pregnant on a pull-out sofa, Mike. It's all in the name.
Yeah, you can't. But fall asleep in the living room, because that's where this thing was.
That's what Vance worked with.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey, we're cool. It's a pull-out.
Now, I get up in the middle of the night. I don't know what time it is. Have to use the bathroom and walk into the bathroom, take a pee, whatever, come back out. Do what I normally do, which is walk into my bedroom to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Which is where my mother-in-law is asleep in my bed. Now, there's a couple things you should know about this. Number one, I've always slept naked. Number two, apparently, so does my mother-in-law.
Oh.
So, I get in. Mm. I get in. Okay.
Now, is she good-looking, at least?
I mean, honestly, it's Ellen. You know, she's...
I've never met her. Like 1 to 10 scale.
She had huge boobs. I'll tell you that. All right? She was a petite woman. So, I mean, what she lacked the facial features, she made up...
I mean,
so, she's not good-looking, but she's a decent
She made up with her boobs.
All right.
So...
I give your face a four, but with the boobs, you're up to an eight.
I don't know if you guys do this maneuver or not, but I do it. So when I'm snuggling with someone asleep, I don't know why I do this. If I have my hand or my arm over them, I shoot my forearm between their boobs.
You said you don't know why you do that.
Let me explain.
Because they have boobs.
Correct. I shoot them on the air. Yeah. I'm in between the boobs. Even if it's hot and summery and they're sweating, the whole deal, all right?
But the boobs.
Now, I am naked again.
Correct.
Yeah. I shoot my hand through the boobs. So what do I do when I get in? The same thing I do when I get into bed every single time with my soon-to-be wife. I shoot my hand through her boobs, I cuddle up to her, I start falling asleep.
Did the boobs not feel different? Like, was there no...
That is what woke me up.
What? Really?
Yes.
The feel of
I mean,
the
just, it just snapped me into reality. It wasn't, you know, you're somewhat semi-conscious. Obviously, I got up and walked to the bathroom, used it, went back in. When I laid down, I think I was rolled the other direction. Then when I finally... So I'd been there a little while.
Yeah.
Rolled over, asleep, shot my... Did the boob move, shot the hand. And then I'm like, these are big, big, big. Like, I don't just work in my hand.
It was harder to get your hand through the normal.
You know what I'm saying? Because they were so big and heavy. And then I was like, oh, God. And when I said, oh, God, I woke Ellen up. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I just went to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Did you have I just woke up erection, since they tend to go hand in hand?
Well, when I stood up, I was buck-ass naked.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure you could see something. You know, I mean, it was a dark room, but I'm sure you could. I'm naked, man. Man, that morning, the next morning.
For some reason, too, your body seems to know if you've woken up for good, or if you're just doing that pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you just do the late night pee and then back in, you're not always
at full attention. Right. Yeah.
So now my dilemma when I wake up. Do I tell my girlfriend that this happened, or do I wait and see if it's brought up first from the mother-in-law, so then I have to cop to it? Like, is this just one of those things
personally,
we can just keep in the trust?
I would hop on the sword and get ahead of that one.
I would definitely get ahead of it. Not that you want to bring it up, but I don't want to risk that stepmom brings it up and then I have to act like, oh yeah, yes, I was going to say something about that.
Right, correct.
I forgot.
Would you choose, Viles?
Well,
here's the moment. Does he just come clean, or does he wait for someone else to bring it up?
I think at that point in time, I started drinking coffee. I got up and made coffee. She comes in the kitchen, and I'm like, I got to tell you something. So I tell her, and she's like, well, how did you know, what was going on? I was like, because of her boobs. I did the boob thing, honey. Like, you know me, man. And she's like, you shot your hand up through her boobs. I was like, yes. And she's like, and that's when you knew it wasn't me. And I'm like, yes. And she gave me that look like, do you think she remembers? Because she hadn't gotten up yet. I'm like, how could you not? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no way about it. But she never brought it up. So then.
Did she ever give you like a wink or
no?
Like,
I mean,
good morning, Miles.
Like, I think it was
anything weird.
In her mind, it was just going to be unspoken.
But now that said, it's one thing to say something.
I know, but I didn't need to.
But it's one thing to say something's unspoken. And there's many unspoken moments in life, right? Whatever the situation might be. However, the other party involved in that thing that shall not be brought up, you still do the quick check of the eyes, right? It lasts 1/1,000,000,000, but you've communicated everything. We've all been there. Like, hey, we're not going to talk about this, but I haven't seen you in a few hours. We know it's on both of our minds. We know we're not going to bring up whatever it might be, but there's always at least one look. Did you even get the look, just over the coffee mug, just that one quick glance that says, I remember what happened last night?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Business as usual.
Okay.
All right. Which to me was the odd part, because I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Now, did you keep giving her weird looks? Like, waiting for her to give you the weird looks?
No, I wasn't giving weird looks. I was just like, all right, when are you going to pull a curtain back on this one?
Right.
You know, like, when's the show going to start?
Because I was thrilled. I'm shocked she never said anything to
nothing.
You.
Nothing.
Well,
nothing to me.
I don't think she would say anything to Miles. I think she would say something to her stepdaughter, right? Like,
you gotta remember,
if it happened to me, I would not go up and be like, hey, just so you know, I remember you climbing into the bed and grabbing my junk. I might say something to my wife, like, look, this happened last night. It happened with your mom. It was a mistake, you know.
Well, but you also, I'm a cuddler. So when I'm spooning up against somebody, I've got my junk, like, in between her cheeks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not just the hand that shot up through the boobs. There's more to this. You know, it's just like, I am.
You're Tetris.
I'm spooning
with
her in the area.
It's keeping warm.
And this is my father-in-law's wife. You know? And he's kind of a drunk.
Do you think she ever told him?
With a temper.
I just know in my family, that would never have lasted.
What, the silence?
Somebody, either the aunt or whoever you did this to, would have just been like, hey, Miles.
But the way your family does it, it would have been like, wait for everyone to sit down and break.
You have to remember. You have to remember.
I am Miles.
Or somebody would have waited, like, to get you alone. Because it happened to me once. Like, I was in my late 20s, blah, blah, blah. I stayed at somebody else. But, like, it was, like, a month later, and her mother looked at me and was like, you can't hear a lot of things upstairs.
Oh.
I knew.
What did you do?
We clearly had sex upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And thinking that they had noticed. And the mother didn't bring it up that day.
Sure.
Or like, it was like a month or two later. And we was just me and her in her kitchen. And I was like, that's weird. I didn't know you could hear so much. And she just kind of went, you can hear a lot of things up there. And I was like, all right.
Oh, it was just the two of you.
Yeah.
Oh, does that make it better or worse? Would it be better if the girl were there? She kind of like, okay.
Maybe if I was officially invited into the Smiths. At that point in time, I was not married.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To my wife. So maybe I'm just a guy that, you know what I mean, won't be there in the family.
But did you think about it every time you saw her after that?
Absolutely.
Because you can't not. Absolutely. Right? Like the day you get married and there's the stepmom and you're like, I have touched those boobs and felt that.
Okay, for an example.
I'm shocked you never told the story.
For like three or four years ago, her father had passed on. Now, he was no longer with Ellen.
All right.
So, you know, they've been divorced for a few years. But as soon as she said, hey, I got some news for you. Just wanted you to know that my dad passed on and all that stuff. The first thing I thought about was sticking my hand. Not about the fact that he died.
Right.
No sorrow. No, yeah. Nothing like, oh, that's a shame. Like, oh, man. That's
big boob down with
his mom. That's a bummer. I was just thinking to myself, I shot my hand through his wife's boobs when I was asleep and have a junk on her butt.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that came to mind. Like, that was the legacy.
But I think that's the only thing that's ever going to come to mind.
Because it was just like, it was so.
If you saw her now, I guarantee your first thought, even if you're like, oh, I haven't seen it in a while, the thought is, I touched those big flappy boobs.
You're also a lot nicer than I am. I would have made her sleep on the fold out couch. I would have kept my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to sleep on the fold out couch. But if someone's older than me and they're visiting, like, all right, you know. And keep in mind, I'm dating. Well, it's her stepdaughter, but still, like, you have to be a gentleman.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Oh, here she is.
All right, let me see.
She doesn't look bad.
But you can't tell she has big boobs.
No. I wonder if she's still in New Jersey. Maybe I'll call her up.
Hey, it's me,
Brandon. Yeah, Rutgers. Yeah, there she is. Yeah. Still there. I mean, she's not ugly. She's blonde. Big
she's not. Yeah.
Just,
well, you dated her daughter.
No, I know.
You married her daughter.
Yeah, stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter, yeah. Like,
I don't know about that one.
Do you feel anything on the front side?
I
that's the real question. Like, you can act. Look, put it this way. I've met a lot of women in my life. Maybe they went braless that day, whatever, but they lean over, you see the boobs. You chuckle about that. But I feel like if my hand touched the mossy cottage. My hand touched the good stuff.
Oh, I didn't go in the front.
That's a different.
No.
Okay, you're doing it wrong.
No, I'll just.
And you're going for the boobs.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.